No, I was last in touch with Johnny Walker a few weeks ago, just before he went to the States. And Johnny's a very courageous guy. First, let me say that on August the 14th, 1967, when all this came about, I was sort of responsible for keeping a certain amount of law and order on the ship. We had some of that on board as well. And I went around to all the various DJs and asked them, are you with us? And they said, no, we're with the Woolwich. And come the hour of six, I think it was about 6 o'clock, and the tender claim came along, and zing, they were all away over the side. And that left Johnny and I, and at that point I thought, well, this guy's a groovy character, and he's a courageous guy. Now, to come back to today, again, Johnny is off on an adventure. He's gone to the States, and he's bought a mobile home. And Johnny's very much into music. That was one of the reasons why he stayed with Caroline, because he wanted the freedom to play what he wanted, and that's why often the play sheets and the plug records went over the side. If you listen to Caroline, you must remember those instances. Well, he's off to the States now, and he's touring around America, recording various bits of radio, television, groups, and what have you, and he hopes to come back with something to offer television and radio over here. Now, I know for a fact, 100%, that if he were here today, this is exactly where he would be, right here with us. So, that's answered your question, I hope. Any more?
What have you been doing since you left Halifax?
What have I been doing?
Still connected with radio?
At this moment, vaguely connected. When I left Caroline, or when Caroline left me, actually, let's put it that way. I joined Veronica, that's the Dutch pirate, of course, and they made a home for me for about a year. And then I came back here. I came back here actually to have a look at the commercial radio scene, see whether they had a spot for me somewhere. It didn't quite work out, so I went into business, and I am now in the contract cleaning industry. So if you want your place cleaning up, the telephone number is, and that's why. All right. That's what I'm doing today. One of our contracts, by the way, very, very ironically, is a place called Capital Radio. And a funny story for you, I went in there last November. We picked up that contract, and I went in there about 5 in the morning just to see that everything was sort of going along nicely. And Graham Dean came wandering down the corridor and was horrified to find me there at that time of the morning. What are you doing here, etc. I said, I've just come to clean up the ashtrays and empty the bins, etc. And he said, hey, what a come down, man, what a come down.